Continuing to bring you coverage on the LNU Lightning Complex incident, how it's impacting us here in Sonoma County, and of course, also throughout the Bay Area as we're all dealing with fires. Joining me now on the KSRO Live line is Tim Avadara Jr. He's the president of Santa Rosa Firefighters Local 1401. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
Let's talk a little bit about how we are normally staffed outside of fire season.
So throughout Sonoma County, you know, on an average day, you'll have plus or minus 30 staffed fire engines and ladder trucks around the county. And that's supplemented, you know, some areas don't have regular staffing, so volunteers come in to respond to calls. And obviously we have some CAL FIRE resources that are staffed in the county, but when you're talking local government, kind of your neighborhood fire station, we've got about 30 staff companies and a handful of ambulances each day.
And then what are we at right now with the fire?
So local government resources committed to the Wall Bridge and a couple of other incidents is 75 pieces of equipment. So on top of the crews that are in fire stations running calls in communities that aren't directly impacted, so those 30 or so companies still staff, we've got another 75 of our local Sonoma County hometown firefighters, paid, volunteer, and otherwise, out on the lines trying to bring the Wall Bridge under control. So more than double surged into the incident.
And what does that mean in terms of providing coverage for this fire and yet other things that we depend on our fire department to help with, such as, you know, emergencies that are happening throughout the county, regardless of whether there's fires?
I think it's safe to say that we've found kind of what our maximum capacity is as far as the ability to do both, right? To respond to an evolving incident in our community that requires a lot of resources and still deal with those day-to-day things because people are still having medical emergencies, fire alarms are still going off, car crashes are still happening. You know, we're continuing to have one-off fires that are not part of the incident. Mm-hmm. So I think that we've found kind of the limit of what we can provide. And I would say it's more than we probably would have guessed, you know, 10 days ago, as far as what we can pull together. And with the sheer number of incidents across the state and the size of the incidents across the state, the whole system is pretty taxed. And, you know, we burned over 1 million acres in just under 5 days mostly between Santa Cruz and Lake County, which is, that's a small fire season, you know, in 5 days. So
right.
I think as we go forward, you know, as fire service leaders and, you know, the elected officials and the community as a whole, we need to have another conversation about what fire protection needs to look like here, because we did it this time. And there's a lot of grit and a lot of heart and a lot of sacrifice to make that happen. And if this happens next week, we'll do it again. You know, that's kind of in our DNA as an industry. But I think on top of Tubbs and on top of Kincaid and on top of floods and the other things that we worry about day to day, we really need to have a discussion about what is enough. Because if we have another time period where we have multiple simultaneous incidents around the state, we know that we're going to be somewhat on our own here, you know, maybe for 4, 5, 6 days before the cavalry really starts to roll in. And we're blessed that we have, and obviously I'm kind of biased, but we're blessed that we have a really strong and experienced and well-decorated fire service here. But at the end of the day, there's only so many firefighters and there's only so many fire engines. And I think this is highlighting that maybe we need to look again at what's enough,
right,
so that we continue to be safe and effective.
Now, I've been lucky enough to help out with some fundraisers for some of the volunteer fire departments with the Geyserville Fire Department each year, not this year because of COVID, but been raising money. And is that the direction that we go somewhat, you know, I mean, glorified bake sales to help our fire department? Or do we need to do more substantial government level investment in our fire departments?
I think it's a combination of both, right? I mean, fire stations, to look at it in the most Norman Rockwell sort of way, right? Fire stations are a staple of their neighborhood or their community, especially in the less incorporated areas where, you know, the two kind of reliable things are the post office and the fire station. Mm-hmm. And in those communities, there are definitely some that there's always going to be deep need for that community fundraising to help with an improvement. But also, I think we need to look at, you know, a bigger government shift, or at least a real government analysis of what's enough, because this is everybody, right? This is, you know, the fire chief of the city of Santa Rosa, the biggest fire agency in the region, all the way down to the smallest, most local volunteer fire company that relies almost exclusively on fundraising, and everybody in between.
Right.
And, you know, the old adage goes, we're only as strong as our weakest link. And so looking both in the population centers and in the far rural and in the areas that have big wildland urban interface, we need to have a deep look. And, you know, the last couple of fires before this lightning complex have really been focused in a couple areas, right? The greater Santa Rosa and Sonoma County Fire District area, and kind of the North County, Geyserville, Cloverdale, Alexander Valley, Knights Valley. And it's been since the early 70s, since we had a vegetation fire of significance in the Russian River Valley, or touching the Russian River Valley. And there's a lot of fire agencies out there that do phenomenal work, but are woefully underfunded and staffed all the way out to the coast, where we have some of the lowest density of firefighters per square mile. So mm-hmm. It's really on all of us to do all those things, you know, support your local fire station, your local fire company, your local fire department, and look at the bigger picture is, and that we're all in this together. Something that started as a series of random lightning strikes kind of out in the very rural area of the county was threatening four major population centers simultaneously. So it's all of our problem and kind of all of our solution to wrestle with.
Yeah, we're going to definitely have those conversations and figure it out. Well, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for talking with us, and thank you for all of your work on the behalf of our firefighters. We appreciate it.
And thanks so much. I mean, KSRO and all of the news stations, all of the radio stations in general are such an important lifeline, both for our firefighters and the community during these times. So thank you for what you do for all of us, too.
Of course. Thank you so much. That is Tim Abadara, Jr. He is the president of Santa Rosa Firefighters Local 1401.